Right now, let's get an update on what we do know about a shooting at the U.S. Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. today. We have to begin by being frank. What we do not know exceeds what we do. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is on the scene of that shooting today, or near it, and she's on the line. And Jennifer, what have you been learning?
Hi, Steve. Well, we can recap by saying that at 8:20 this morning, the Navy says an active shooter started shooting in the Naval Sea Systems Command headquarters. There are 3,000 employees there. This is the organization that engineers, builds, and maintains ships for the Navy. Everyone was told to be put on lockdown. We heard from a witness, Patricia Ware. She did not see the shooting. She says she was on the first floor and heard pop, pop, pop. A few seconds later, more pop, pop, pop. She believes the shooting was on the fourth floor, but doesn't know more than that. We have had federal law enforcement sources tell NPR that at least 10 people have been shot, and there are reports, according to federal law enforcement and the Navy, of several fatalities. We are waiting definite numbers.
Okay, so multiple gunshots, multiple fatalities. The witness you heard from said it sounded like the shooting was inside this complex, the Naval Sea Systems Command. Is there any information whatsoever about the identity of the shooter or shooters?
We have very little information. There have been reports that maybe there were more than one shooters. With that, we have been told to be very skeptical of that. So, no, we don't have the identity. We have been told now about an hour ago or more that the shooter was neutralized and was not posing a further threat. But, you know, does that mean the person is in custody, the person is cornered? We just don't know, and we've been waiting quite a while for officials to come to the mob of reporters gathered here and give us some solid information.
Okay, Jennifer, thanks very much. That's NPR's Jennifer Ludden at the U.S. Navy Yard, where we are told that at least 10 people were shot today, and we'll bring you more as we learn it.